Afternoon.
What?
It is so good to be back with you again today.
今天实在是很好，我就与各位同在。
You might remember I mentioned that my mother was born in China.
我可能跟你们提过，我母亲在中国出生的。
So I know that it would bring my mom great joy to be with you on Mother's Day.
所以今天母亲节，她如果知道我在这里，她一定会很喜乐。
So I think I can count that as my gift for her.
这就是我送给她的礼物。
But I bought her a gift just in case that doesn't count.
我另外还买了另外一件礼物给她。
We began today with the call to worship from Psalm 100.
今天我们的宣召就是从诗篇第一百篇开始。
Shout for joy all the earth, worship the Lord with gladness, and come before him with joyful song.
普天下当向耶和华欢呼，你们当乐侍奉耶和华，当来向他歌唱。
Do you feel like shouting for joy today?
你们今天是不是有一些就这个精神来宣唱他的喜乐
？Is your heart full of joy?
你的心是充满了喜乐吗
？I mean, maybe you have some sense of joy because you survive winter and summer might actually come.
可能因为你们度过了一个寒冷的冬天，你心里有些喜乐。
But is your heart full of the joy of the Lord?
可是心中是不是有主所赐给的喜乐呢
？Not because your circumstances are great, but because the Lord is with you.
不是因为你们现在这个环境很好，而是因为主与你们同在。
You have that unshakable sense that you are His, and His love is greater than you could ever imagine.
你们有个很大的把握，他与你们同在。
That kind of joy.
那种的喜乐。
My son Luke, he just turned 4.
我的儿子 Luke, 他刚变四岁。
To me, he is a picture of joy.
他是一个喜乐的童。
He almost always has the most radiant smile on his face.
他脸上一直有一个欢乐的表情。
And one of the songs he repeatedly sings is, I've got the joy, joy, joy down in my heart.
他最喜欢唱的一首歌就是我有喜乐，喜乐在我心中。
Do you know this song?
你会这首吗？
My level and joy just increases just by singing this song.
每次我唱这首歌，我的喜乐就再升上一层。
Because it reminds me that my joy is in Jesus.
因为我知道我的喜乐是建筑在主耶稣里面。
There are a lot of things that can take the joy out of our life.
有很多事情当会夺去我们的喜乐。
We can forget the goodness of God and try to get joy from other things in this world.
我们有时候可以忘记神，从其他的事情上得到喜乐。
Today I want to renew our joy as we look at Psalm 100 and other scriptures.
今天我要复兴我们的喜乐，从诗篇一百篇开始。
And that joy will lead us to worship God from the depths of our heart.
从一种喜乐是带领我们来崇拜我们的神。
So how do we restore our joy?
所以我们怎么样恢复我们的喜乐呢
？Psalm 100 gives us three ideas of how our hearts can be filled with gladness and joy.
诗篇一百篇有给我们三个这个答案。
First, by knowing that the Lord is our God.
第一，我们要知道我们的主是我们的神。
Second, remembering the Lord is good and His love endures forever.
第二就是他是完全是好的，他的爱是直到永存、永远的。
And third, by worshiping the Lord.
第三个就是我们要崇拜、敬拜我们的神。
Verse 3, the psalmist says, "Know that the Lord is God; it is He who made us. We are His; we are His people, the sheep of His pasture."
第三节这里说，你们当晓得耶和华是神，我们是他所造的，也是属他的，我们是他的民，也是他草场的羊。
Psalm 100 is a beautiful picture of grace and an invitation to a deep relationship with the Creator of the universe.
诗篇一百篇就好像一幅图画，让我们看到我们跟创造宇宙万物的主宰的关系。
You notice here that God is the one who made us.
我们这里知道神是创造我们的。
Cares for us.
他照顾我们的。
Calls us His own.
他宣召我们的。
Loves us.
他爱我们。
And is faithful throughout all generations.
他是世世代代都是信实的。
There isn't any sense here that the relationship is conditional on our obedience.
没有一点是因为是我们服从他而有这种的关系。
What is called for here is a response from our heart with gladness and joy.
可是他这里叫我们怎么样回应，用我们的喜乐而回应他。
I have a lot that I could be thankful for.
我有很多感谢的地方。
I could just spend my whole sermon listing the good things that God has given to me.
我今天下午可以告诉你们神赐给我多少的恩典。
My amazing family.
我非常好的家庭。
My dream job.
我梦想的职业。
A roof over my head.
有一个顶可以挡住风雨。
And once I start, I'm not sure that I can stop.
我一开始我可能今天下午就说不完。
Do you ever notice on Thanksgiving Day that the focus of our thanks is so often on what is given to us?
你们记得这感恩节的时候常常我们数算的就是什么东西是赐给我们的。
More than on the one who gives them to us.
没有纪念是谁赐给我们这些恩典。
And certainly we should give thanks for all the things we are given.
当然我们对于我们所得到的东西我们应该有个感恩的心。
For they are an expression of God's love for us.
因为这是神怎么样表达他对我们的爱。
But I think they pale in comparison to the spiritual blessings God pours upon us.
可是对于他属灵赐给我们的，那这个物质上面实在是太大的微小。
For example, here are some spiritual blessings from Ephesians 1.
好像以弗所书这里讲到属灵的赐予。
We are loved.
我们被爱。
Chosen.
我们被选择。
Adopted.
我们被他保养。
Redeemed.
我们被他救赎。
Forgiven.
我们的罪被赦免。
Lavish with grace.
他把他的灵跟恩惠降到我们身上。
Our salvation is guaranteed by the Holy Spirit.
我们的救赎是圣灵保守的。
And God sees us as holy and blameless because he sees us through Jesus.
神看我们是没有一点瑕疵的，因为他的眼睛是从耶稣的眼光看我们。
Can you let all that sink into your heart?
你们可以把这所有的这个属灵的恩典放在我们心中吗？
Doesn't that want to make your heart just say, wow?
你心中会不会说, wow?
And why did God give us all these spiritual blessings?
为什么神赐给我们那么多属灵的恩典呢？
Because he longs to be in relationship with us.
因为他要跟我们保持一个关系。
Because he wants our heart.
因为他要我们的心。
The God of the universe loves you, and you, and you.
创造宇宙的神要你。
And he is pursuing us with his love and his grace.
他在后面还是追着我们，要赐给我们他的恩典。
He wants us to hear him singing over us with a joyful heart.
他要我们知道他在后面唱一首感恩的诗歌。
Telling us that he is madly in love with us.
告诉我们他是非常非常爱我们。
God blesses us because he loves us.
神祝福我们因为他爱我们。
Not because we have earned it or we deserve his blessing.
不是因为我们可以赚得到他的爱。
But he blesses us simply because he loves us.
他祝福我们就是因为等一个单纯他就是爱我们。
It is God who made us.
是神创造我们。
We are his.
我们是属于他的。
We are his people.
我们是他的选民。
The sheep of his pasture.
他操场上的羊。
And what is our response to his love and his grace and his blessings?
我们对他这种爱有什么回应呢？
Do we respond like the psalmist in Psalm 100?
我们像这个诗篇的作者这样，像诗篇100篇这样的回应他吗？
Do we shout for joy?
我们有没有欢呼？
Do we worship him with our whole heart?
我们有没有全心的敬拜他？
Sometimes.
有的时候。
But too often, frankly, my response to God is lukewarm.
我们时常我们给他回应是温温的热。
Or even a rejection of his love and grace.
甚至我们排斥他对我们的爱跟我们的这个会。
I was convicted by something Tim Keller once said.
有一个Tim Keller他这样说。
He said, we love the things God gives us more than we love God.
我们很喜欢神赐给我们的东西多过我们爱赐给我们东西的神。
We are more enamored by the earthly blessings God gives us than we are with the one whose love endures forever.
我们用个炫目的心看神赐给我们的东西，而忘记了神赐给我们永恒的生命。
Can you relate to that?
你们是不是在这方面有同感？
And what is God's response to our rejection?
神对我们的对他的排斥是怎么样的反应呢？
Verse 5 says that the Lord is good and his love endures forever.
第五节说, 他的慈爱存到永远, 他的信实直到万代。
His faithfulness continues throughout all generations.
他的信实直到万代。
19 other places in Scripture tells us to give thanks to the Lord for His love endures forever.
圣经里面有19处另外的地方是说他的爱是存到永远。
This is the recurring theme in Scripture.
这是圣经记载的一次再一次的记载。
God's response to us is enduring love and faithfulness in spite of our lack of faithfulness.
曾对我们虽然没有回应，对我们不是一个诚实的回应，可是他告诉我们他多么爱我们。
Our rejection began in the Garden of Eden and has continued throughout the history of humankind.
我们最初排斥他就是创造伊甸园的时候。
In the Old Testament, we see that His chosen people were continually unfaithful to God.
我们在旧约的看到许多朝代的犹太人，虽然他们是选民，可是他们还是排斥神。
But God's love endured forever.
可是神的爱是存到永远。
Great was His faithfulness.
他的信实是非常的伟大。
You see, from the beginning, God had a plan to redeem His beloved by sending His Son to rescue us.
因为从一开始，他就有一个计划，用他的儿子的生命来救赎我们。
Jesus lived the life of obedience that we could never live.
耶稣活了一个完全依靠跟顺服的生命。
He died the death that we deserved.
他为我们的十字架的死。
Paying off the debt of our sins.
是为了还数我们的罪。
And Jesus gave to us His righteousness.
神赐给我们他的神圣洁。
So that we could stand before the judge just as if we had always obeyed.
让我们可以站在神的宝座前面。
We can call all this simply grace. God's unmerited favor offered freely to us. And this grace frees us from the bondage of our past. A grace that frees us from the bondage of having to perform today. A grace that secures a hope and a future for us. This grace offers to us an abundant life filled with joy beyond measure. Does your heart feel full of God's grace and love this afternoon? There's a distinct correlation between the amount of joy in our hearts and how amazing God's grace is to us.
有一个很明显的这个差距，我们心中的喜乐，比起真正我们需要得到神这种喜乐的这种极限。
There is a sense where our awareness of His grace leaks out of our heart.
就好像我们这喜乐有没有从我们心里慢慢的露出来。
We need to be continually reminded of God's love and grace. Or maybe it is better said that we push God's grace out of our heart. And we fill it with lesser things. Faith is the conduit through which we receive grace in our hearts.
领受恩惠的一种工具。
And so often we have clogged this conduit to our hearts with lesser things.
可是我们时常把这个信心这一点把堵塞了，所以我们没有办法领受神的恩惠。
Hindering our ability to receive God's love and grace.
让我们没有得到他的爱跟他的恩惠。
It is much like what happens to our physical hearts when they get clogged with cholesterol.
就好像我们的心
So also our spiritual hearts get clogged, hindering our ability to receive grace. One of my favorite verses in the Old Testament is from Jonah 2. Jonah is in the belly of the whale and he has a moment of clarity. He says, those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace of God.
他说，任何人崇拜其他的偶像，他们就失去了神给他们的恩惠。
Why do they forfeit the grace of God?
为什么他们失去了神的恩惠呢？
It is not because God doesn't want to give us His grace.
不是因为神不要给你他的恩惠。
but because our hands are clenching false idols. We must open our hands to receive His grace. The conduit of our hearts gets clogged by these idols, and His grace is stifled. And our joy disappears. What is it that is clogging our hearts? We might focus on the obvious sin in our life. But I want to focus on something much more deadly to our joy. The real problem in our life is not the bad things that we are doing.
我们生命中间的阻碍不是因为我们做了坏的事情,
but the good things in our life that have become ultimate things.
是一些好的事情变成我们最爱的东西,
good things that have frankly become false idols to us.
非常好的东西可是变成了我们的偶像。
An idol is anything we believe we need apart from God to be happy, fulfilled, or satisfied.
一些我们以为有些东西我们才可以从神那边得到喜乐。Jesus
promises
可是耶稣这样应许我们,
to give us unconditional love, acceptance, security, purpose, and belonging.
他说他给我们爱,给我们依靠是没有代价的。
And yet we continually seek to find those core needs in conditional things.
可是我们还是在追求一些要付出代价的代替品。
God gives us the blessing of kids, career, spouse, or hobbies to enjoy.
神赐给了我们美满的家庭,美满的孩子,美满的事业, 让我们可以享受。
But we turn them into the very meaning of our existence.
可是我们把这些事情变成了我们存在的最重要的因素。
The Apostle Paul calls these inordinate desires.
使徒保罗说这些是一个对不上的一种重要性。
Or literally, over desires that wage war in our soul.
这些事情是向神给我们的东西有一点宣战的意思。
So Paul is saying the real problem with our flesh,
使徒保罗说我们的肉体,
is that we turn good desires that God has given to us,
把神赐给我们的好的东西变成对付他的敌人。
And we put them into overdrive and make them ultimate things in our life.
我们把这些事情变成一个很高档的一件事情来做。
Maybe you can already think of examples in your own life,
可能你想到你们生命中间有这种状况,
where desire has taken too big of a place in your heart.
我们所需要的这些东西在我们生命中占了很大的一个重要性。
Golf used to be one of those things in my life.
高尔夫在我生命中间有一段时候就是这样。
While I was never very good at golf, it could easily consume my heart.
虽然我在高尔夫打得不好,可是占了我生命中心的很大的一部分。
I played golf whenever I had the chance.
我有机会我去打高尔夫。
Foregoing relationships and responsibilities in order to play golf.
我放弃了一些重要的关系跟重要的事情没去做。
And when I wasn't playing golf,
当我没有在打高尔夫的时候,
I was preoccupied with the desire to play golf.
我就在想有这种欲望去打高尔夫。
So I wasn't fully present with loved ones.
所以我在跟我的爱人在一起的时候, 我心里并不是与他同在。
My identity became wrapped up in my golf game.
我的认可就变成我的高尔夫。
My sense of accomplishment and competence became connected to golf.
我在生命人生的成就就跟高尔夫变成了直接的关系。
Golf is a very cruel mistress.
高尔夫就好像一个我的情妇。
It's very unforgiving and demanding.
它是没有需要我很多的时间。
I became a slave to getting a par and a tyrant if I got a bogey.
我变成一个高尔夫的奴隶。
One time I even wrapped a golf club around a tree when I hit a bad shot.
有一次我把一个高尔夫的球杆打弯了,只打了个树上面。
Trying to get your core needs of love, acceptance, and purpose from golf will take the joy out of your life.
就是要依靠高尔夫得到喜乐的话,就把其他的喜乐得去了。
For many of us, our job becomes the source of our identity.
我们有很多人,我们的职业变成我们的认可。
We slave to get noticed, appreciated, promoted. As if our very existence depended upon it. And when we are not getting what we think we deserve, we become anxious, depressed, jealous. Our outward visible sin flows out of the idols of our heart. Whatever it is we think will give us life apart from God will actually destroy us and our relationships if we allow it to become the source of our identity, purpose, and acceptance.
如果我们让这些变成我们的认可，变成我们存在的意义。
Martin Luther says that our hearts are idol factories.
马丁路德是说我们心是一个做废物的一个工厂。
My guess is that we have more idols than we want to admit.
我们可能是有心里不愿意承认心目中有多少的偶像。
But here are some questions that might help us identify our idols.
我现在有几个问题可能帮助我们寻找我们心中的偶像。
What do I love, trust, or fear more than God?
有什么东西是让我们怕、惧怕过、怕神的是有什么东西？
What is it that I cannot live without?
有什么东西是我们没有办法缺少在我们生命中间的？
What preoccupies my mind?
有什么东西占据了我们的思想？
I find so often in my prayer request that I'm asking God to prop up my false idols.
我时常我的祷告中间请神把我的偶像浮出来。
And then I'm mad at him when he doesn't make my idol flourish.
有的时候把我的偶像浮出来，如果这些偶像不成功的话，我就对神有反感。
I can be slow to accept the reality that these idols are destroying my soul.
我是没有承认这些偶像会伤害到我的灵魂。
Damaging my relationships.
把我跟神的关系有反作用。
And pushing the joy of the Lord out of my heart.
把我的喜乐从我心中挤出去。
Letting go of our idols can be a painful process.
放弃我们的偶像是一个非常艰难的一桩事。
But God is faithful to us.
可是神是信实的。
And when we let go of our idols and rest in Jesus, two amazing things happen.
当我们放弃我们偶像而依靠耶稣的时候，
One is that our hearts are full of His grace and love. In those moments when I do rest in Jesus, I find immeasurable peace, grace, acceptance, and contentment.
有接受别人的心，也有一个平静的心。
I find joy in just knowing God.
我只要感觉到，我只要认得神，我就有喜乐。
And just remembering that He created me.
让我记得他创造了我。
Loves me.
他爱我。
And He pursues me faithfully.
而且他在我后面跟着我，让我属于他。
The second thing that happens.
第二件事发生的。
Is these good things or people that God has given to me.
他给了我旁边有很多好的人。
They return to the proper place in my life.
他回到我们心中应该有的地位。
Where I can enjoy them.
让这些事情让我可以享受它。
Invest in them.
让我们可以向这些事情投资。
And love them properly.
让有一个有限度的爱。
Without having to control them.
不让他们来控制我们。
Manipulate them.
我们也不去控制他。
Or worry about them.
或者是为这些偶像而忧愁。
God isn't calling us to give up those things.
神有叫我们，并没有叫我们所有放弃这些事情。
But to put God first in our life.
可是是叫我们把他放在第一位。
The Bible says to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind.
神有告诉我们要爱他，我们所有的心跟我们所有的力。
Not with a little bit left over after we've offered our hearts to false idols.
不是把一些所剩余的精力来爱他。
When we rest in these truths,
当我们在可以在这种真理上面有依靠的时候，
our response naturally transforms into something that looks like Psalm 100.
我们对神的回应就变成了好像诗篇一百篇。
We shout for joy.
我们喜乐而呼欢呼。
We worship Him and serve Him with our whole heart.
我们侍奉他。
The point of this is not to make you feel bad about yourself.
我今天不是要让你们对自己不满意。
But to remind us all how much we need Jesus.
而是要提醒我你们，我们是多么需要耶稣。
Jesus said He did not come to save those who thought they were righteous.
神耶稣说，我不是来救赎那些神圣的人。
But that He came to save sinners.
他是来救赎罪人。
Therefore, only those who know they are sinners find Jesus.
所以要我们自己认为自己是罪人，才可以被他寻到。
The reality is that our sin condition corrupts our whole heart.
可是我们知道，我们这个罪是来会负面的影响我们的心态。
We never outgrow our need for Jesus.
我们永远没有办法长到我们不需要耶稣。
Our hope is not that in some day we'll get our act together.
我们的希望不是说有一天我们会好好的做。
Or that our standard of goodness is good enough.
或者我们可以做到一个良善的程度。
Or that God will grade on a curve.
或者是神把他这个打分数的时候这个弯曲弯低一点。
No, our hope is that we rest in Jesus who died on the cross for us.
我们的希望就是我们要在耶稣在十字架帮我们钉死的，我们要把我们的心态放在这上面。
Jesus is our perfect redeemer.
耶稣是我们唯一的救赎。
He is the one who is our righteousness.
他是我们圣洁的救赎。
Our holiness.
他是我们神圣的救赎。
And our redemption.
是跟我们完全的救赎。
When we realize that we are worshiping our over desires rather than God.
当我们知道我们是在崇拜一些在神以外的事物上面的时候，
The call for us is repentance.
让我们有一个忏悔的心。
Jack Miller, Pastor Jack Miller has an excellent devotional called Saving Grace.
Jack Miller 牧师有一个是说救赎的恩典。
He says repentance is returning to God as the center.
他这里说忏悔是一个救赎的中心。
The detached comes back to where it was designed to be.
这个所设计的是在这个重要的位置上面。
Repentance is simply a way of finding God again.
我们的忏悔就是我们来寻找耶稣的一步。
Of claiming our Father.
让我们可以叫他做我们的天父。
Claiming our forgiveness.
让我们可以来收取他给我们的赦免。
As the psalmist said.
就好像诗篇的作者这样说。
Know that the Lord is our God.
我们要知道我们的神是我们创造的神。
It is He who made us.
他创造了我们。
And we are His.
我们是属于他的。
We are naturally drawn to worship the thing or person we think will give us life.
我们时常被一些我们认为给我们生命的东西。
And part of our sin nature is that we seek to find those things apart from God.
我们这个罪性是让我们找一些神以外的东西。
So worshiping is a part of repentance too.
所以我们来敬拜神也是我们一个忏悔的一个动作。
It is a way we put God back at the center.
我们用我们崇拜把神放在我们的中心。
Pastor Miller says that praising God is lifting Him up as the center of our life.
米勒牧师说我们赞美神就是把他放在第一位。
And isn't Jesus worth making the center of our life?
耶稣是值得你认为是你生命的中心吗？
Jesus is the only one who can actually deliver on the promise to give us life.
耶稣是唯一可以做到他给我们的一个应许。
And to give it to us abundantly.
让我们有生命，让我们有一个丰满的生命。
Jesus is the one who can fulfill our core needs. This grace that he lavishes upon us with his love, acceptance, and mercy. Grace is amazing because it saves a wretch like me. Does grace seem amazing to you? Like I said earlier, there's a distinct correlation between the amount of joy in our hearts.
由于我刚才说到这个我们这个喜乐的两个极限
and how amazing God's grace is to us.
这个神的恩典是多么的宝贵。
Pastor Bill Hybels is a pastor at a church in Chicago.
有一位另外的牧师，芝加哥另外的牧师。
And I heard this story he told about when he went to a prison to join in a worship service.
他讲了一个故事，他也是。
And there were about 800 men worshiping God together. The prisoners were so engaged in worship, the tears were just continually streaming down their face. And they sang their hearts out for over an hour and a half. And Pastor Bill was so amazed at this. And he asked the warden, how did he make this happen? The warden just looked at him and said, those who have been forgiven much, worship much. The reality is that we are all wretched sinners.
真正来说,我们都是罪人,
undeserving of this grace.
我们是不配得他的恩典的,
and that's what makes it so amazing.
这是所有是,
and if we could just let go of our worthless idols we are clinging to today,
如果我们可以今天把我们这些不值钱的这种偶像放弃,
and open our hands to receive the fullness of God's grace,
而打开我们的手来接受神的恩典,
our hearts would sing for joy.
我们的心就会, 歌唱我们的喜乐。
So let's stop for a moment,
所以让我们稍微停一下,
and open our hands to receive God's love.
让我们打开我们的手来接受神的恩典。
So as we sing Amazing Grace together,
所以当我们唱奇异恩典的时候,
open your hands to receive this love and grace. And allow your heart to be filled with joy. Amen.
Amen.